You're listening to Health Radio FM. I am your host, Tamula McNabb. I have today on the phone with us Chip Fisher out of New York from Fisher Wallace Laboratories. Thanks for joining the show.
Thank you, Tammy.
Chip, now let's start with who you are, and then we'll get into the product we're going to talk about you have from your company. You come from a line of inventors, is that correct?
Yes. My father was an inventor and developed the stereophonograph, actually, in the 1950s. That's what his company, Fisher Radio, was based on.
And then from there, your family is very big in being philanthropic, I understand, as well?
Yeah, he was very involved in the music world because it was high reproduction, and then decided to endow a hall at Lincoln Center in New York City for the performing arts. And also we're very involved in helping younger musicians to get a leg up on their career by offering career awards for extraordinary achievement in music, and mostly string instruments.
That's fantastic. Now, Fisher Wallace Laboratories, you have a product, Chip. What is your product named and what does it do?
Sure. We make a product called a Fisher Wallace Stimulator, which is a small handheld device that can be used at home. It's a base unit with two wires and two sponge applicators, which is used with a headband, and it's used transcranially to stimulate key neurochemicals and lower cortisol. It's called cranial electrotherapy stimulation. It's a very mild device that's been FDA sanctioned in the United States for about 23 years, and we are now just bringing it to Canada. We just got approved by Health Canada to treat insomnia and chronic pain, and so we're just launching it now this month in the Canadian market.
Is it available anywhere else in the world, Chip?
It is, actually, and in fact, 2 weeks ago we got our European clearance, which is the CE mark. So now we have all of the major clearances worldwide to market it just about everywhere we want. There are certain countries which require their own forms of documentation, but most of them go on the European clearance standards. So it's basically available now worldwide.
That's good, because our listeners are all over the world. We have a large listener base in Austria, Italy, and Japan, so they could get more information. Would it be from your website?
Yes, absolutely. It's fisherwallace.com.
Fantastic. So your product is compared to drug therapy for insomnia. Tell us the difference between the two products, yours versus
therapy. Well, drug therapy works, but only about 30 to 40% of the time. There are significant side effects, and it's also extremely expensive. Our device, which retails in the United States for about $695, is something that you purchase once. The only replacement cost is sponges, which cost about $60 a year. And you get to use it once or twice a day. There are no serious side effects. It's very easy to use, and you can use it any time of day or night. We recommend that most people use it for at least the first 30 to 45 days, ideally twice a day. If you can't, using it once a day is fine. And most of the customers that we have find that their symptoms recede anywhere between about 5 and 10 days at most.
Chip, are there any other alternatives to, if someone's suffering from insomnia, they would look at drug therapy, and there's nothing really else other than your product, is that correct?
Exactly, in the non-pharmacological arena. We're pretty much it.
And the same goes for anxiety, I believe, as well.
Yes, insomnia and anxiety. There are other devices out there for depression, but they're mostly, the solutions are very expensive and very cumbersome. You have to go to a doctor's office to have them administered. One of them is TDCS, which is transcranial direct current stimulation, and the other one is TMS, which is transcranial magnetic stimulation. But those treatments are anywhere in the range at the high end of about $8,000 to $12,000, and that's usually out of pocket. It's not covered by insurance.
And your product conducts electricity. It's how much? 1 milliamp, I've read on your website?
Our device works between 1 and 4 milliamps, which is microcurrent. One can use it anywhere in that range. Primarily, patients start at around 2 milliamps. We found that that's the best effect for having an influence on vagal tone and heart rate variability. And so it tends to treat a lot of the disorders very, very quickly and very efficaciously. So that's where we start. You can use it at higher levels if you find that that's not working, but that's rare. It's usually, we have about an 80% success rate for symptom reduction in the population that we have. We actually have a 60-day return policy. We only get about 10% of the devices back. So we really stand behind our product, and we're going to be offering a rental program as well for the device for those people who want to rent it over a period of time, over 4 months.
How does it work in the States, Chip? Do you have to get it through a doctor or a therapist? Is that correct?
Well, in the States, anyone who's licensed for health care can actually write a permission letter. So it doesn't have to be a doctor. It can be a doctor. It can be a psychologist, acupuncturist, chiropractor, nurse, practitioner, registered nurse, physician's assistant, licensed social worker. So there's a wide range of practitioners who can actually write the permission letter. It's not actually a script. But in Canada, we don't require it. And it's not required in Europe. This is basically considered an over-the-counter product.
And for a permission letter, can somebody go on your website and have someone that works with you or for you write that letter for them as well? They don't have a practitioner to write it for them?
Yes, actually, there's an acupuncturist who works with our customers, and so she does that on a fee basis. If someone doesn't want to go and see someone, she can interview them over the phone, and that's she does that very frequently. Or one can go to one's own practitioner, but that's we only need that if the device is being shipped in the States. If it's being shipped anywhere else in the world, it's not required.
I've looked at all the different articles on your website, and I see that one of the things that you promote is that it helps those that suffer from PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Can you tell us a bit about that as well, Chip?
Sure. Well, post-traumatic stress disorder is really an amalgamation of the three symptoms that our device is cleared to treat: insomnia, depression, and anxiety. They come sort of as a package within the PTSD sphere. So PTSD isn't actually a disorder, it's a condition. Which is comprised of a number of symptoms, of which these three are the three things that we treat are part of that. So we have found we treated a lot of veterans who have post-traumatic stress and also a lot of civilians who suffered trauma, either emotional or trauma or sexual abuse, which often leads to addiction of one kind or another. And so we've had great success based on all of the various cleared symptoms that that are used to treat the device.
Tell us about the story about the gentleman who was in the World Trade Center for, was it several hours or days, Chip, and has used your device to help him clear his anxiety and depression and all the problems that he suffered as well.
Sure. Well, actually, that was my former business partner, who's unfortunately deceased now, Martin Wallace, who is a cell biologist and an addictionologist at Columbia University. He was had part of his practice, his addiction practice, was in a building right across the street from the World Trade Center. He happened to be there at 8 o'clock in the morning when the planes hit, and he was stuck in the building for 8 hours. Couldn't get out, was really traumatized by the experience and started to drink and felt that he really needed to do something holistic in order to break the pattern. Someone introduced him to Saul and Bernard Liss, who were the inventors of this device originally. It was originally called the Liss Cranial Stimulator, now the Fisher-Wallace Stimulator, after us. And he met them, liked them, used the device. It treated his post-traumatic stress symptoms. And then he went on to basically market the device. And then both brothers, unfortunately, passed away. Before, and then he and I formed our partnership, and we started marketing the device in the beginning of 2007.
So it really was created based on someone's, you know, passion to make things better for himself and therefore, you know, share with everybody else.
Very much so. I mean, he really was a healer. I'd like to think of myself in that vein, too. And we both enjoyed, and I continue to enjoy, helping people. This is a very holistic product which works, which we stand behind, and has a very high rate of efficacy. You know, electrotherapy has been around for centuries. The first use of electrotherapy was by Scribonius Largus, who was the physician to a Roman senator. The Roman senator was suffering from gout as well as migraines, and he used a torpedo fish, which is found in the Mediterranean Sea and carries a small electric charge, to basically treat treat gout as well as migraines of the senator. So this is not a new concept. And those are actually two things that our device will also suppress in the chronic pain arena, which we're cleared for. Gout is a very, very difficult disease to treat. It's often treated with drugs, which don't work well because of the circulatory system. You have to take a lot of them in order to get them to work in the extremities. And our device actually works topically on the foot or toe to break up sugar crystals. And then with migraines, basically, it's increasing blood flow and will really suppress migraines. So it's used as a prophylaxis or a preventative to prevent migraines from occurring.
So is electrotherapy, is it resetting your system? Is it stimulating? What is it doing exactly, Chip?
Well, it's balancing your system. We all have the capability of producing the same number of neurochemicals. There are people who don't, people who have had very, very strong addiction to certain drugs like methamphetamines. But aside from that population, most citizens have the ability to produce neurochemicals. It's just that they don't release them well. So what this does is it triggers the body to release those neurochemicals. It does not overstimulate them, unlike certain drugs. It simply creates a neurosynaptical pattern and activity which will then allow the body to release these neurochemicals. And it should be maintained over time. It's not that you would want to use the device and then just sort of give up using it, but you don't have to use it daily once you've followed the regimen for, let's say, 30 to 45 days. You can use it as needed. That's the advantage. Unlike drugs where you have to take them consistently in order for them to work.
So would it in fact help those who have various addictions? I mean, addictions, depression, everything else is sort of related, but is that part and parcel to helping people on that level as well?
And very much so. And in fact, the greatest amount of research that we've done, aside from insomnia, depression, and anxiety, it has been in addiction. That's something that we're now in the process of actually formally getting cleared for, but the device is used in an off-label manner in a lot of addiction clinics in the United States to treat not only the side effects of detoxification, but addiction itself. There was a major paper that just came out actually supporting our theories by the chief scientist of NIDA, which is the National Institute of Drug and Alcohol Research, and it was extremely efficacious.
Chip, the next thing I want to talk about was the use with children. Let's talk about ADHD. It's a big topic today with kids and kids. I've never heard of children in my entire life who suffer from insomnia, depression, and a lot of other various anxiety disorders. Is it okay for children to use?
Yes, it is, actually. We don't specifically market it for the pediatric market, but we have a lot of pediatricians who have recommended it. And we've done a pediatric safety study showing that it's safe in children as young as about 4 or 5 years old. So we have had success with it. The ADHD and ADD subject is a very important one because kids are being dramatically over-medicated, not only in the United States but worldwide. They're being diagnosed earlier. They're being given prescription drugs at a time when their brains are developing. Since this is a holistic approach, it does the same things as the drugs but better, and it can actually solve issues without the side effects of drugs. And, of course, we don't know what's going on in developing brains. So it's something that, is starting to be explored, and we hope over time will be adopted more and more.
Absolutely. Chip, is it a product that can be misused or overused? Are there any certain safety precautions that you have on the device?
Well, actually, if you use it more than twice a day, nothing happens. It either works for you using it on a twice-a-day basis or it doesn't. It does not stimulate euphoria, so people won't use it for, let's say, a 4 or 5 hour period and feel euphoric. So usually if someone has an addictive tendency and they use it, for, let's say, 3 times in a row, the worst thing that will happen is they'll have a mild headache. But most people just actually don't use it because it doesn't have anything other than a sort of an alleviating effect where it will make somebody feel calmer. But it doesn't have any sort of euphoric effect. So we don't have patients abusing it.
perfect. Since 1991, how many people have been using the device?
Well, there have been, in this realm of cranial electrotherapy stimulation devices, probably over 100,000 sold.
That's fantastic. And when do you anticipate it being available in the Canadian market?
It's available now, actually. We just got our Health Canada clearance in beginning of March. So it's cleared now for insomnia and chronic pain. That's what we will be marketing it for in the Canadian market. Clearly, some people will be using it for the indications for which we're cleared, both in the United States and Europe, but those are the two specific areas. And in chronic pain, particularly because it's a very broad permission, we intend to market it very heavily for, for migraine suppression as well as gout treatment. And it also works very well in treating fibromyalgia.
That's fantastic. Chip Fisher of Fisher Wallace Laboratories. Your website, again, is www.fisherwallace.com. Thank you so much for being on our show today.
Our pleasure. And we also have a Canadian site, fisherwallace.ca.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Chip.
Thank you.